Hey everyone, welcome back to Lens of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Rob.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here for episode 4, season 2 of Superman and Lois.
God, what a blaster it was last week. So much happened.
Oh my god. So last week we had Doomsday. No, we fucking didn't!
Yeah.
It was fucking Bizarro! Snuck it in with the twist again, producers, you sneaky bastards. So we had Bizarro, we had Judgment Buying Drugs, we had Lucy. We had
steel suit breaks,
stupid, so much cool stuff, and we were talking about this
and
offline.
Parasite
at the end, and we've been talking about this so much a week that like we're so excited that we just want to jump straight into this episode. I know you should talk about it, but we're going to talk about it at the end in a bit more detail. So let's just jump into this episode because I really want to see what the fuck Bizarro is up to. Hey, just before we jump into this episode of Superman Lois, I want to thank everyone who's been subscribing over the past week. We've got up over 100 subscribers, which is amazing. And we're also getting some great comments and love chatting with you lot over the past week. And also, thanks Liam for doing that extra video. Mm. You will now have to do it every single episode, so good luck with that. But it's awesome. If you're watching this right now and you're not a subscriber, click on the subscribe button. If you want to see, you want to know what Bizarro is saying in every episode, you can click on that subscribe button, otherwise you're never going to find out, because you won't see Liam's video pop up.
Only place on YouTube, you'll find it.
We're the only people that are doing it. So get on there, click on that subscribe button, even if you just want to see Liam play the things in reverse. We'll be happy with that. And also, if you want to really support us, we're on Patreon as well, so you want to see the full reaction of this episode, as well as all the other episodes of this season, as well as all the other shows we've done over the past, 3 years we've been doing that, head up to our Patreon, you find all our full reactions there. So let's jump into this episode.
5 years ago.
It's the Queen.
Queen.
Dinner's ready. I made burgers. What are you doing?
Burgers.
I can't stay here anymore, Lois. It's too much.
Superman dog.
Don't be silly. We love having you. The boys adore you. I know you're trying to help me, but staying here for the past few months has only made things worse for me.
What is she going
for?
I don't understand.
Staying with Allie for a while.
I can't let you do that.
Allie is my friend. She is a parasite. She leeches.
See what they did there? See what they did?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. They said don't be all doomsday last week, and that was bullshit. So.
Everything, my job, my
fiance,
mom.
In that order. My importance in my life.
Thought, why can't you see that?
I see you, but you can't help me. And Allie can.
What's Allie done?
Where's my sister?
I don't understand. So what, is she going through some depression?
It's the same old cult thing. Just like give you that sense of belonging and then just take everything.
And if Allie's already got to her, she's going to be feeling even worse and worse. I don't know.
I think she's controlling them via making them into a cult.
Yeah.
I think she's presenting herself as like a savior to them. She's taking away their pain.
Lucy calls your father regularly. My father didn't have to pull Lucy out of a bathtub and bring her back to life. She was ascending.
Like
Heather.
Yes.
Absolutely. Cult leader.
But your one-sided expose failed. Shut you down. Only for a while.
I hate the way she's so smug.
Mm-hmm. She knows what's going to happen.
I am going to make sure that Lucy sees you for the absolute fraud that you are. And then I'm going to take you down once and for all.
Good boy. Just put out the thing.
Clock!
Yeah, need some backup.
I wonder if she does that, Bizarro will be able to hear it.
It'll be the reverse signal.
Well, he does it to her.
Lois, everything okay?
No.
You were right, we need to find my sister.
Aren't they literally just across the road?
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to walk all the way over there. Oh!
Fire breath.
I love that cape.
Heat breath.
Yeah, it is heat breath.
What's he doing?
Trying to destroy the necklace.
What? Oh, so yeah, he is getting the headaches.
Yeah.
So what's causing it?
Is that causing it? He looks so cool. I think that's actually makeup, isn't it? It's just all CG.
One thing that got me, when they were fighting each other in the last episode, they were both getting visions when they're close together, and what they were seeing was punching through rocks. Makes you wonder if there's a third.
Third one.
What, starting with D, ending in Y?
Dolly?
Dolly Parton's coming.
Why don't you guys grab your stuff?
Oh, Dad, I bought some drugs. What? Kryptonite drugs, is that right?
I always loved it when Clark was on Red Kryptonite Smallville.
Oh, yeah.
His episode's always the best.
So Lucy was the mysterious source.
Recanted a lot of her story. Acted unethically and selectively edited a lot of what she told me to... She's gone, Clark.
So find a way to bring her back.
I'm gonna try.
So can you put your costume on, fly in there, grab her, bring her back?
Family is a consistent theme throughout the show.
Cameras look better.
It still works. You know, and then suits Quantra.
Really?
Sounds like you know as much about this stuff as your dad.
More.
Not as much. I will work on the sensor upgrades when I get home from school.
What now?
Sensor upgrades. I've got sensors in this thing?
Coffee? Yeah. What about a donut wall? Look, we just want you to enjoy your night, okay, Mina? We're about to have the best quinceañera that Smallville has ever seen. All right, let's get you girls to school. Come on.
Hey, Lena. Boy, that live stream sure was a hit. Nice job. Some people were in here earlier asking me questions. Secrets in the closet kind. Dane, I think he's trying to dig up your past. They were asking about Sarah, too.
Oh, personal. He's going after the family.
I appreciate it.
Don Toretto just drives past. I got this!
She's just going to have to beat him to the punch and just own all of that stuff.
I'm not sure we'll ever get this place back to what it used to be. It's been nice showing the boys something other than the city.
For Nat, too. She's really starting to like it here.
He's coming.
Oh, he's coming. He's on his way.
He's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, superhero landing. Jesus. I like a bubble wrap.
Yeah. Like energy combining.
From the necklace.
Yeah, what the fuck's happening?
What's going on?
He's
going
to suck him in.
Yep.
No. No.
Oh, ouch.
Ooh.
That can't have been good for either of them.
Didn't Henry just hurt his arm? Surely.
What is that thing? Yeah, it cuts out.
Yeah. You knew John Henry'd hurt his arm on there.
Did he recognise it?
Yeah, maybe. Was it? It was like sucking.
I'm saying that that's the Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
Why was it putting them together? Or was it trying to suck him in?
I think it was trying to suck Clark in.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So it makes you wonder if it is Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
Have you been here all night?
No. Wait, yes.
I got your message. You said you might have a lead.
If the world's most famous reporter shuts down your mainstream credibility, where do you go to still be heard? The dark web, the place where the real creepers hang out, which is where I have been catfishing all night. Penelope Collins, Penny for short. She's a young, impressionable blonde from Iowa City struggling to find herself. Who's invite?
Please join Ali Alston as she discusses humanity's incompleteness.
Invite only just a couple of hours from here in New Carthage. Pretty sure that this is our best chance to find your sister. I'll drive.
Suit up. I'm gonna have a nap in the car, that'd be great. It's 2 hours away. I thought he was grabbing a beer. Just bring the wine!
She doesn't deserve this.
Of course not.
Not very much water.
We don't know what he knows.
If something does come out, don't you think it's better for her to be prepared?
He comes in all pissed off and he pours a drink of water.
Yeah.
Not like a scotch or something.
A beer
to calm down.
Refuse to cross. We're just gonna have to trust her.
All right.
Yeah, the video from so last the season, weren't we? That's cool. Right.
Yeah.
Well, then, how about you pick up anything you want and I'm buying?
It's a grocery store, not Saks Fifth Avenue, but...
Oh, it's fresh peck of bananas.
Are any of that yellow mist yet?
No, it's like 10 in the morning.
It's going to be the new Green Lantern. That's where now, Jordan.
It's different for everyone. Well, for me... I mainly feel stronger, but when Kendall took it, she swears she heard her mom at work a couple miles away.
I don't really know if it's my thing.
Just so you know, Timmy, he bought like 5 inhalers on Saturday.
No,
she's just for sake. So if it affects each person differently, does it affect it each time you take it? It's different, or is it?
No, I think it's just based on his DNA. It would affect him differently.
The signature analysis is complete.
Send it to the monitor.
Reverse.
See, John Henry's going to continue to hurt himself, which creates a need for someone else to wear the steel costume.
So how are we going to lock on the signature? Well, we don't. I'm afraid the DOD is the only one with satellites that could find something.
Oh, no, he's got to go to Anderson and tell it.
Stone's busted. The hammer's cracked. I can take it from here. No. Clark, you can't. It's too powerful. You need help. And there's probably nobody better to ask. Anderson and that team of his.
Are they complicit in the thing? I'm worried.
You still don't know that woman was talking to either.
Yeah.
Is this
gonna buy him first? No?
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Steal from
Nice.
Give me a security camera.
Nicking it.
Especially by the liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Hey! Cushing, it's cool. My dad has the whole place under surveillance.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
I need to see the footage right now.
Just to double check with him.
Oh my god, he's panicking like crazy.
Yeah.
Granddad? Why in the hell were you using your cold breath in a quickie mart?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help. You did a noble thing. Dumb as hell.
Come on.
You mean the video I just sent you?
God damn.
Nice one, Granddad.
Don't worry. I scrambled the original. I used to run the United States Department of Defense. You shouldn't be using your powers like this.
I know, I'm sorry.
You just need a costume, jacket, and a pair of sunglasses.
I like that. If you moved a little bit left, you would have been in a blind spot. And relax.
You sure you're ready for it? I'll go in there then. No, you
just
get
pick
back
up a pick
second.
Up a week.
All right, just go in there. Look for my sister. If you see her, text me.
That was a nice happy family picture. Jesus Christ, like a mug show.
You are all here.
Smile, sis. No.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you.
I bet you've looked for this key to happiness in religion. The big football.
Surely the crazy cult leader, when looking into Lois, would have looked at where Lois works and co-worker. She should be able to recognize her. She should have done her homework.
You're talking a show where a guy can put glasses on and not be recognized.
Today, with me.
She's gonna get brainwashed.
Yeah.
So that I can show you.
Obedience to Jaffa Cakes.
I was looking at Paul.
I had to. There's a chain of command. I needed some help. Don't call me. Let me help you. You didn't really think that I wouldn't find out about that. Wasn't keeping anything from you. It's a way to track that thing. But we need to use the DOD satellites.
We'll see what we can find.
You find it, you let me know.
I saw what that thing did to you.
Your team isn't ready, General. I have to do this alone.
He's not going to listen to you. What's that, yes or no?
Watch your team.
What's this?
Taking apart?
That's it. I got a feeling one of them's going to die at least. Don't do it. I think he already has.
Come on. Don't use the
inhale. His eyes. He's doing it.
No, he's going to.
No, he's doing it.
On the field in front of everyone. Come on, man.
Oh.
Disappointed.
What's it going to do to him? Is he going to boost him like crazy or literally crumble him? I know kung fu.
Visual. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
Oh my god.
Super focus.
He's going to like it.
You mind if we talk about Timmy for a second? Just seeing the way that Timmy's been bettering himself. I wanna push myself the same way, so if there's a chance to get any throws in, I'd really appreciate it.
Now you drop that EGO and go with the flow.
Alternate passing drill! Ryan and Kent, let's go!
Like competition, you can do the best throw out of the same play.
She's gonna notice something, right?
I hope so. I thought he was sweating, but it's raining, okay. I thought he's like, Jesus Christ, there's some sweat going on. What does it do to him then? Does it make him a bit stronger? If it makes him super accurate.
Maybe.
Coach is like, yeah, all right.
Lucy, 5 minutes, please. Fine. Room 452.
52.
Why now? Lucy, why recant after all this time? Allie's calling is too important to allow you to interfere.
I reached out to you so many times. Your article ruined my life. It was directed at Allie. It doesn't matter. It happened.
I'm never coming back. Perhaps the biggest hole is the one left from betrayal.
She pick her right out of the crowd.
I was going to say, if she touches her,
and this
that's
hole
it.
Is one that only we can heal ourselves. Isn't that right, Miss Beppo?
Yeah, time to leave. It's a setup.
This isn't my office.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
It's not easy getting an invite to one of your brainwashing sessions. Seems you really do take after your mentor. Where is this anger coming from? I don't even know where to start. You drove Mom away. I was 8. You do not get to blame me for her leaving. She was still our mom. Not to me. You can't make the truth disappear, Lois. It's not what I did. Yes, it is. You hide the truth to fit your own special narrative. I'm not here to humiliate you, Miss Beppo. I understand your confusion, but maybe this will help change your mind.
Your gosh, it's recording it.
Eve's setting her up.
You were
overdosing.
I was connecting, and when I told you about it, you ignored it. That was the story. It's why I took the pills.
You weren't in a right state of mind.
That is not for you to decide. Why didn't you publish what I saw? Because I was trying to protect you. You didn't believe me because you didn't want to believe me. Allie was right, and you know it.
She's a monster. Sounds like bias to me. I know that was not easy to hear, Christine. But maybe it's time to reconsider what you believe.
That's all I need. What are you doing?
Was she in on it?
It's amazing what we can fix by cameras and nowadays.
You recorded me?
I just wanted everything on the record. Stay out of my life, Lois.
Oh my god.
I cannot wait for them to bury her. I'm pissed off with that.
You mean, well, Allie?
Yes.
Do you reckon when she finally comes out, she'll remember
it? Yeah, I heard. Allie broadcast it for the whole room to see. A lot more of this article than you first let me believe. Chrissy, I can explain.
What? Not right now. Until I've had some time to clear my head.
Hey.
Hi.
Your mom and I just, we have some things that we want to discuss.
We found out that Mayor Dean isn't just looking into my past, but he's looking into yours too.
I don't get it.
He might try to take certain things and weaponize them.
Like my suicide attempt. It's okay, really.
Sarah, you know how this town gets when they start talking.
That was a really dark time in my life. But I am not gonna let anyone make me feel ashamed for it. I made a mistake and I learned from it. Shouldn't that be a good thing?
Nice.
So if that ignorant loser wants to attack me, then fine, let him. I'd love to get up on that debate stage and tell everybody what I think about the country fried ass.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're going to say.
Tells Jordan, and Jordan just goes, gets a granddad to raise
them. Yeah.
Jonathan Crane.
You okay?
Whoa, what are you doing?
Thought that bird was going
to
hit.
That bird way over there? Do you smoke a lot of weed?
What?
No. Look, a little friendly advice, maybe... Maybe stop taking those meds.
Come on.
I messed up. No one's ever going to believe a word I say if Allie goes public without reporting. Chrissy doesn't, and she's my partner.
She'll come around. The two of you will figure out how to fix this.
Turning me over there today, I honestly thought that I could save her.
My mom always said it's never stupid to try to help someone.
But if they don't want to help them, why?
Help them anyway.
We have a hit in Bolivia.
It's going to go so wrong for them.
Satellites confirmed.
Are you ready? You sure we're doing to alert Superman? He's in no shape to fight this thing.
Oh, grief.
God's sake, Anderson.
Bring it here.
As if they're going to be able to
see. Not going to end well.
I'm about
to
say, yeah. What's the soft voice? The tattoos on his back of his neck.
Superman?
Which one are you putting money on dying first?
All three.
Superman.
He didn't even tell them what they were going after.
No, I don't think he knows, right? He just thought he knew it was a creature. Well, this is going to go so wrong.
You see them, right?
No, headache.
And we need you to come with us.
Supermen of America. Oh, you're dead.
Oh, they're dead. They're
all killed all of them in just 2 seconds.
Two are already dead.
Oh, holy shit!
Save tag.
Here's help, Brennan. Prepare the suit.
No, John.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
he's sucking. Oh, it's off.
Did he just go? Oh, okay.
Go!
He grabs it. Hopefully, he can fight him.
Can I grab the necklace?
Oh!
Yeah!
Yes, steel.
Your suit is at 10% functionality,
John.
Oh, John. No, I'm really worried for John right now.
Press all remaining energy into the hammer. And we leave you exposed, John.
Do it!
Yeah.
Oh, he smashed the hammer!
Yeah,
power has been depleted. John, look out.
Oh no!
Oof.
So he's still alive.
Oh, he's angry!
Yeah, he's our friend.
Oh, the music!
Yeah.
Feeling that?
It's not saying anything.
Is he? The helmet looks like it's cracked in the front.
He's not moving.
Yep.
Your expendable Superman of America.
Yeah.
No.
What's wrong?
No, he's not dead.
He's in hospital.
So yeah, she's going to need to build the suit.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is how we get her steel.
Holy shit. A brain injury.
Natalie, I'm sorry.
No! You were supposed to keep him safe. Just leave us alone.
Hey!
Oh, well, no.
You listen here, you smoke son of a bitch.
Whoa, hold on now. He's recording this as well from the beginning.
Okay, then can we just agree that our children are off limits?
I couldn't agree more. They're going to be watching you. Well, that goes two ways, Kyle. For a man who likes his tequila neat, word around town is you shouldn't get messy with
him. Don't let him get in your head. That's just what he wants. You're sober now. That's all that matters.
Oh, he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
That'd be why he drank some water out of the fridge.
That's why he had the water, yeah.
Sean, are you okay?
He's breathing on his own again.
Just keep in mind, he's being looked after by the best the U.S. Army has to offer. I'm gonna go back in the morning. It'd be good if you two came.
Sure.
I think I'll head home.
Granddad, you got a sec?
What's on your mind, son?
I think I should be ready to help Dad.
Oh, yeah?
Want some training?
Give me a suit.
Train me.
Okay.
Hey.
But this stays between us.
Oh, no, not secrets.
Yeah, because your dad has super hearing and stuff, so yeah, this would be a great secret.
Get some rest.
Yeah.
You're gonna need it.
He's gonna be riding around like Yoda on his back.
Oh, no, don't have a drink. Don't have a drink.
You're
bad.
No.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Winnie and the boys sure have missed you around here, but not nearly as much as I have.
Oh, no. Didn't have an affair, did he?
Yeah, it's actually what I came here to talk to you about.
Get an affair.
It's gonna dig it up.
And the mayor's gonna, yeah.
Oh, man.
Chrissy, I'm sorry about today. Can you please call me back when you get a chance?
All Ellie has done is hurt you and God knows how many other people, and I'm not gonna let her do it anymore.
I'm going to take her down. I will do anything to keep you safe, Lucy, because of how much I love you. Whatever I have to do to stop her, I will.
Fine. Do it. Not even you can stop the truth from coming out. What?
So she did do that story, very biased.
Ali's gonna walk in. Bring in Ali, right?
Calling Ali.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me the truth about Lois.
Gotcha.
That's gotta be next level infiltration, surely. She's gonna see it for the evil it is. Damn.
Do you think she might be playing Ali?
That's what I mean. Like, she's going to pretend to be 100% into the cult now.
And she's not telling Lois to try and make it more believable.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I want Jonathan to be doing.
You can't look at that.
Or
go, okay,
is she
going
to pretend to be part of the cult, or is this going to be how we as the audience get to see that she is Parasite, because we're going to get to see this experience of being brought into the cult?
Yeah.
But we could see it from her point of view, seeing it. She's doing it to other people and not Chrissy.
True.
I could see it that way. Don't know.
What a doom and gloom episode that was. There was nothing happy about that episode at all.
Oh, shit.
Like, all shit was going down. So, what is that necklace around Bizarro's neck?
Well, we know the government has it now.
Yeah, which is not
we
good.
Know that it tried to suck. It looked like it was trying to suck Superman in.
Yeah. Every time they got close,
which does
to
bring
other,
the question of
like,
is it the Phantom Zone,
but
like you'd said last?
But also,
last
he looked like at the beginning he was trying to destroy it as well. He's like
he's destroying it because he got sucked into it before. And he doesn't want to get sucked in again. Mm. Would be my thing. That was my prison. I'm out. I'm going to destroy the thing.
So why carry it? Hang it around your neck. Throw it away.
I don't know. Put it because in. He can't
destroy
it.
So why was he buried with it? He was buried with that around his neck. So...
Yeah. Then maybe he used it to get out. And now he's out. He wants to destroy it.
What do you think? Because he's out, something else has to replace him. So he wants the Superman
Well,
to
I thought that. Or the other thing is because this isn't his Earth. Mm. So it's pulling in the version of him, which is Clark. Because it's weird how it's only pulling Clark in.
Well, I guess because it's facing away from Bizarro, right? So.
But it's a two-sided thing.
Is it? Or is it not silver on the back?
No, I don't think so. I thought it was silver. But it's still sort of sucking your face kind of.
Yeah, maybe that is why he has that on his front, because if it was facing him, it would suck him in. Oh, but then again, he tried to destroy it. Oh,
yeah, he was looking straight at it, wasn't he? Yeah. I think it's because he's from a different Earth, and because this isn't his Earth, it's not pulling him in for some reason. I don't know why. But that would be my guess.
Yeah.
King Ash wanted this. I still think it's Phantom Zone for some reason.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because it's like you've, when you go back and watch Man of Steel, and do you remember when he caught Lois and he was trying to fly away from it while it's the little section where, because the plane was used to charge up the Phantom Zone and then all of the Kryptonians got sucked in it.
Yes.
But there was that part about the Earth that was still like the centre of it, and when Superman caught Lois, he was trying to fly away and he was sucking him in.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I think it's that, because it's reminding
me
of that.
It's like a big ball of energy round them.
Yeah.
But is that because they're touching and it's trying to pull both of them in because they're touching? But when they separate, is it just pulling Clark?
10 minutes in. Definitely at the end, it like it was sucking.
Yeah, that looks like it's sucking him in. It's not even going to Bizarro.
Yeah.
Now when he flies at him when they're on the salt flats at the end, as soon as Clark gets near him, it starts to shoot energy out towards him. So
there is like it's sucking him back together.
I think it's only pulling it because Bizarro's got it around his neck.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, or is it just be pulling Clark?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, Bizarro didn't say anything in this episode. No. So just pointing out, there will not be an extra video of me this week because he didn't actually say anything. He just kind of...
Me
and Bizarro, me love, me hate you.
What's that there? Look around them.
Yeah, the energy thing seems to evenly go around them when you look at it from like above view.
Sort of forces them apart. And a bit at the end was activates it when Clark shows up. I don't know if fucking Anderson's going to do with that necklace now.
Well, he's lost his team, so I don't know what the
do you think that I'm trying to think if they ever reference to the Phantom Zone when he was in like season 2 of Supergirl.
Don't know,
because the only thing I can think of, like, Anderson gets hold of that thing and it is the Phantom Zone, is he going to start letting it out?
If you're looking around about 10 minutes 50 seconds in when John Henry hits him with the hammer, afterwards when Bizarro stands up, the necklace is off. The screen on it is completely blank, and then it starts to flicker back to life.
It starts powering up, the white bit in the inside,
Which then is like, well, is Steel's hammer going to be the way that you get to destroy this?
That just got blown up, so...
Because it's the same when, in the salt flats, when Superman hits Bizarro and necklace falls off, it's not glinting, it's powered off again.
And that was from a hit from the hammer.
It looks like space, wouldn't you say?
It's definitely got the same sort of effect as the original film with the diamond,
and the way it's a diamond shape
flying around.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's
how are you going to beat him?
Well,
Jordan, we're training with his granddad, and maybe Jonathan.
Oh man, Jonathan, I'm so disappointed in you, son.
Well,
actually, you know what? Looking at it again, when he's at when it comes off of Bizarro, when they're at wherever they are, all the snow, that was Superman's hit and it lands and it's off. So then Steel's hammer's not got anything to do with it. Because, when that falls down, that was after Superman flew straight into Bizarro.
I think it's just a V-shaped silver bit and then it's a purple diamond that sits in it.
When he was just trying to heat vision it at the beginning.
Yes, just after this. Now.
I've thought he might turn over as he held it.
Yeah, I think it's a V, silver V.
It's on both sides.
Yeah, and I think it's just a purple diamond thing, like, nested into it.
Interesting. Anyway, it's about Anderson's overreach slightly. Literally, the two that weren't tagged just got killed instantly. Okay, I was like, what the hell? Ridiculous. Yeah, man, I thought he turned over again. So the government no longer has a super team.
They got one man.
Just tag the Superman of America.
I'd like to see him thinking that Anderson's bad and he goes to Superman.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, they're only the ones we've seen. He could have a whole army of super people.
Yeah. He did say it was a whole team, not just three people.
Yeah.
You would have thought if... What I understand is, I know he's like Anderson's arrogant and cocky, but the fact that this guy... Did he know it was an evil Superman? Or did he think he was just a creature?
He said whatever was in the mind, so he knows something.
Yeah, he would have just seen him in the suit.
So, yeah, because they seemed like, oh, Superman? Oh, that's not Superman. Like, they didn't know what they were going after, so, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't say that Clark didn't at least try when he went there and said, look, I've got this data. Yeah. Tell you how to track this thing down, but we need to help to take it down. And he just, Anderson was just like, nah.
When this, and I was over there, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, two of them are dead, and Tag's probably quite badly injured.
Yeah, we've run off. Say, it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do with that necklace now, or how's that going to affect Bizarro.
So I said, imagine if it is the Phantom Zone and they start bringing enemies out of it.
So I think we're going to see by the end of this. I think the story arc that we're going to have this season for a couple of characters, we're going to see teenage girl Steel. By the end of the season, this is her arc. This season, what her arc's going to be, that she becomes Steel. And then we're going to get Superboy. You know, I hope he gets some sunglasses and a jacket. Like,
I don't think he's cool enough to wear that. Same thing.
And I hope that she gets to have the air and the S on the Steel costume.
But I mean, that's, you know...
And Lois is clearly going against Parasite. That's her story arc.
Yeah.
You said this is a universe where somebody putting some glasses on can disguise them. So if Jordan puts glasses on whenever he's doing his freeze threat, sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. We had nothing of that woman from the mines in this episode either.
No.
So she wasn't hanging around the DOD or anything, which I thought maybe she would show up.
Maybe I wonder who she's talking to then. I thought it was Anderson at the first.
But obviously not.
Well, I reckon that's Luther Corp, and that's going to be something that's going to come out. She might even be Mercy.
Maybe.
If that's you know, Luther's major domo that he sent out to go and sort that out. So, was Mercy in Supergirl at all?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I think it'll be. I think it'll be different Lex Luthor though. Because
it wouldn't make sense if it was somebody else there.
Yeah, bringing in a new character would be a bit random.
Actually, yes, she was.
I thought she was.
Yeah, she was, and now I've looked up, of course she was. Yeah, so...
Yeah, so...
Interesting stuff.
What about Jonathan as well?
Yeah, so I'm disappointed that he took the drugs, but I think that's going to be a wake-up call for him.
Do you think he'll still take him? Or do you think he'll... Because he gets his chance on the team now? Or is it...
I honestly had no idea. Because I was so adamant that he wouldn't take it. So now he has. I've got no idea where they're going to go with that character.
Because Natalie was like, oh, you should probably stop taking him and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's getting what he wants when he has it.
Yeah.
I think he'll probably try to not take it. But then I can see that at the end of the season, in a big fight... that he then takes it so as to go help out.
But
we'll get a good super team working together to fight whoever. We might get another big bad revealed this season. We don't know.
Are we thinking though that stuff only enhances one thing in each person and that's it every time? Or is it each time you take it, it does something different?
No, same thing. I reckon the same thing every time.
So he gets super vision.
Well, I don't know if it was also
and strength.
Slightly, because he was able to be, he wasn't just seeing where the guy was, he was able to pinpoint targets.
It was like his senses.
I know he's a good thrower anyway,
but that was the main thing. It wasn't like he had super hearing or super speed or
maybe,
super strength.
Yeah, but it might be because he's half Kryptonian that the more he takes it, the more
powers are
unlocked.
It's like this, the patches that Superboy had in.
Because his girlfriend said her friend could hear her mum from miles away.
Yeah.
Lewis, who's the quarterback, is a bit stronger.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she said she had now.
She had a bit of strength and... Oh, what was the other thing?
Something else. She said she could get something else. Mm. But yeah, I'm kind of curious.
I would like it to be that he starts taking it and then it unlocks his powers naturally.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah, it's just that catalyst that starts it.
Yeah.
Starts to unlock the powers.
Hmm.
That'd be cool.
Or does it start killing him because it's kryptonite? And he is half kryptonium.
He's going to, the more he takes, it's going to adversely affect him.
Yeah. Make him really ill. And then
that's what it was doing. It was giving humans.
Yeah, I was going to say, it ended up making him sick.
Yeah.
It was, in season one, it was boosting humans' metabolism to make them be able to accept kryptonian hosts so they had the powers and strength and speed. So if he's already kryptonian, part kryptonian.
Yeah.
Like overdosing, maybe.
I
could definitely see him getting addicted to it.
And let's just wind that back a little bit to, if you imagine how pissed Lois is going to be when she finds out that her son is taking drugs off the whole thing with Lucy.
Yeah, exactly. I was seeing them parallel so much in that episode.
I
can't wait for Ali to get her justice, because that's 100% true cultish behaviour.
What I want it to be that when she finally frees Lucy off Ali, that she apologises, that's not what I was saying was coming out of my mouth, kind of thing.
I'd be like control. She's so deep in that it's going to take years of regression even to pull her back out of that. Although I did like the Chris before they went over there, when she was saying Clark said, you can find a way to bring her back.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious about, I can't remember in Supergirl how she left, because how she went, she'd gone so dark. So obviously Jimmy broke up with her, or they broke up. Then she just left, right? Was it after season one or season two?
Could be that post-crisis is just different.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But she seems to have a really fucked up life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Crisis has happened, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Who knows how much has changed. Two kids for instance,
haven't they? Yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, last thing to touch upon briefly before we wrap up is see revelations coming out of Sarah's family.
Carl having an affair. That's fucked up.
Yes.
That's disappointing.
It's a shame, because obviously it was his idea as well for her to go to Mare. He should have been like, well, actually, maybe we shouldn't, because I've got this show past.
I think they're just going to try and get ahead of it all. And they're going to... It's going to be very trying for their family, because it is going to be bringing up things which maybe they weren't all aware of, like this, if what looks like an affair. But then...
It'll make them stronger at the end, won't it?
Yeah, they'll be stronger together. By the end of the season, they've lived through it. They're showing themselves as, yes, they've had flaws, but they've overcome it, just as our town has flaws.
That's the point.
We're real people. And one of the things as well is their show transparency. Mm. They're like, yes, this is who you're voting for. We're telling you everything about us. We are real people. We bleed.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing about TikTok, isn't it? It's showing that, we're a real family in a real town, not a politician. And then they can then come out and go, look, we're real people, like you say. My daughter tried to commit suicide, an affair, but we are still a family. We are the heart of this town,
Yeah.
So,
how is he going to tell Lana? So, I was looking, the next episode isn't on until the 22nd of Feb.
You what?
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I thought they'd stop doing this.
Damn it, Stuart.
Ruin everyone's fun.
Well, I'd rather ruin it now than when we come in next week. I'm like, where the fuck is the episode?
2 weeks.
Yeah. Week gap.
Why?
I don't know. I saw it earlier when I was skipping through and I was trying to avoid it with spoilers, and it said we'll return, and I was like, what do you mean we'll return? I just googled it and we watched the episode, and it's 22nd of Feb.
God damn it.
Got 2 week gap. It's cool, but yeah.
So we got to sit in our horrible downer feeling.
For another two episodes to find out what the hell's going to happen and how the hell they're going to beat Zara and one of those necklaces and all these questions I've got more answers to.
It's such a good show, though.
It is. It really is.
So good.
It's done so well. Mm. So of course, we've just literally got a freeze frame on the screen now of just him as Bizarro. He just looks freaking amazing. Mm.
I just wish... I hope HBO just do more shows.
Yeah. Is this HBO or is this CW?
This isn't HBO. This is a CW show. But it has some funding from HBO Max. The question's going to be, with the sale of the CW, what's going to happen to these shows? Hopefully, Superman will move over to be exclusively HBO Max. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely this one, and I think Scott Stargirl is the same, isn't it?
That's Stargirl.
That's funded by HBO Max.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but I like those two to stick around, at least. Because they've both got a lot of stories still to tell.
Yeah.
Maybe bring out...
But we can talk more about, you know, the future of the CW and that in an episode of the Legends of Podcasting podcast. So remember to visit your podcasting station.
We'll be putting more episodes up very soon.
Yes, and you'll be notified when we have that new episode.
Exactly. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. I think we should wrap up, and we'll see everyone in 2 weeks. So, guys, that was episode 4 of Superman and Lois. What do you think about it? Comment below, let us know. Love to know your thoughts on the episode. And there is going to be a 2-week break. To his back. Are you happy about that? Obviously not. Why? We're not. Do you think this is going to affect the viewings on the show? Because he keeps doing all these breaks again. Love to know your thoughts on that. And as Liam said, we're going to be doing podcast on lots of stuff very, very soon. So please, anyway you find a podcast, go over there. Subscribe to us so you can get notifications when they pop up. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you very much. I did that in the wrong order. Usually in different order. Twitter, so please come on and follow us there. We're also on Patreon. Anybody who wants to find our full reactions, head over to Patreon, come and support us there. And if you're watching right now, you're not a subscriber, click on that subscribe button right now. And you'll see us in 2 weeks for the new episode of Superman and Lois.